What a day, Joe. I mean, honestly, there's so much to talk about. I can't wait to get into
Miller time.
it. Miller time indeed. We'll be back after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kamal Miller, center back for Club de Foot Montreal and the Canadian men's national team, and you're listening to the Football Weekly podcast.
Joe, what a game. I mean, for months, maybe not months, at least for weeks, I was saying Belgium is not a perennial powerhouse like France. Belgium does Belgium things. We
No,
have a
Reggie, I
shot.
think I'm going to give you more credit. You've been saying it for months, and you've been saying that Canada will be really good in this game against Belgium. So Reggie did say that. He did say it. He said that they would give them a big run, and they did, and they did, and they. I mean, we were talking with some others. I think we've all been bantering with people all day, and that's what's great about what today was in terms of that. We should have. Canada should have won.
Oh, Joe. Joe,
Canada,
we have a guy like Mbappe up top. Six,
Reggie, I
five,
think
six,
this
Joe.
team, yeah, this team, I think they should have won. I think I came away from this going, I'm really thrilled for the performance, but I'm disappointed. And disappointed in the best, in the proudest of ways, in the proudest of ways, because the team should have won the game. They were the better team on the day for me by miles.
But it's not for, they were pretty good for 10, 15 minutes of the game. These guys were
All
good
pro.
for probably 75, 80 minutes of the game. They were the best team on the pitch. And we're talking about the number two FIFA ranked team in the world. So this, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to get into FIFA rankings or anything like that. But the way that they came out and played on the front foot, and we've said this a million times, what do we have to be scared? What do we have to be afraid of, Joe, as Canada playing against the number two ranked team in the world?
We were thinking, like me saying, oh, if De Bruyne and these guys, but what was done? And again, I started. There's so many places to go, but the Miller time thing was because, and I'll say why everybody says it, because we've told you about a few people here. We've had them on the show, Kamal, Dane, and Alistair, who are on our show before all this came to be famous. So that's why we said Miller time. So shout out to our guys, all of them, every single Canadian player, but especially to our guys who are friends of our show. That was amazing. That's why we said Miller time. We'll get to that after. Reggie, they came out, like you said, they pressed with energy and athleticism. You've been saying this. A lot of us have been saying it, but you've been saying, listen, I think we're too fast. We're going to really press them and get after it. And they did. They did. Another friend of our show, Reggie's Maryland, state of Maryland rival, we'll call it, Carmen Sacco, just got off the phone with him before our show. And he goes, it wasn't like the press was this strategic, amazing X's and O's tactical press. It was simply, we were just better athletically. Just our athleticism caused so much trouble. You saw the same thing, right, Reg?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, when I saw the lineup, I don't really watch Belgium, the lineup too tough. I was more concerned of who was going to start for Canada. You know, pretty much the majority, but there was always that, is Kyle Lahren going to start? If he's not going to start, who's going to play? Where's Alphonso Davies going to play? Left back, left wing back, whatever. And I saw Toby Alderweireld and Jan Vertonghen at the back for
Tongan,
them,
like
and
Ben
I was like,
Donker.
I can't pronounce his name, Donkakur. I was
Yeah,
like,
Ben
are you
Donker. Yeah.
joking me? These guys are gonna get rinsed tonight. But
I
and
just
on all honesty, they did.
they did. They did. There's like I said, I think we like referencing people who've been on our show, great experts, like a person like Carmen Sacco, we have ton of respect for soccer in this country. And straight up, like you said, Reggie, they got manhandled. They got
Oh,
handled. It was
Vertonghen didn't know what
nothing.
to do with Buchanan. Didn't know what to do with him.
Oh, let's talk about Tayshaun. I mean, there's so many things to talk. But anyway, let's talk. Yeah, the athleticism all over the pitch. It was like I was saying, they didn't have an answer for the energy, the athleticism, and it wasn't this, complex kind of really strategic press that, sent players this way and that way. It was really just a lot of closing down of spaces and getting there early and at the right times. And I just thought, wow. And I think, you know, maybe I was talking with other guys too and say, you know, if there was a Lukaku in the game where they could just hit the ball, you know, into him, get over that press, maybe get out, sure. But because anything else wasn't working. And for one small error, a teeny.
It's Vitória, right?
Yeah, it's
Vitória.
I mean, first of all, no pressure on that ball. We get it. But that one kind of just flat, straight ball. And by the way, had a pretty good game after that. But, I mean, you've played the position, Reg. Yeah. We always used to say, you know, unfortunately, center backs, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 isn't good enough. And we used to say this with another one of our guests on our show. Used to say this with Kamal Miller when we used to go a few times. I had him as a youth player. You know, center back's got to be 15 out of 10, meaning, you know, what's that saying? One mistake can cost you. And I'm not blaming Steven Vitória because he's been such a great player for us.
Yeah.
But that one little error.
And got caught underneath the ball. You know, the two wing backs now have to fly in. And it's, I mean, you're playing against world class guys. Even though Batshuayi might not be a household name to some, but for the people that watch, you know, he's still a class player. He's playing in Europe in top league still, right? So
yeah, and played for Chelsea and played for Borussia Dortmund. I mean,
that's right.
You know, like, oh, guys, I'm telling you, Reggie, I'm disappointed not in the lads, not in the players, not in the performance, which was out of this world. Out of this world. Yeah. It was that I think I'm disappointed because I'm like, we should have won the game.
Like I said,
I'm not even talking about Reggie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying 1 point. I'm saying 3 points.
Won the game. I obviously disappointed that we missed the PK, but I was more I thought that would be something that would spur on. That's something that would, you know, jog
Alphonso Davies, right?
Exactly. I thought Alphonso Davies would be like, I gotta make up for this. Well, not the mistake, but not scoring the PK. I'm gonna go at these guys all night. He was good. Maybe first game coming off that injury, maybe he was a little bit tentative because he does, you know, you don't want to get injured again. But I think he grew into the game. But these guys put in a shift, and you can tell towards the middle of the second half. Now the balls are starting, the passes are starting to go awry, and you can tell they were gassed because they put so much into that game, Joe.
Reggie, if I told you before the game we were going to beat Belgium, I know you were the one, the few times said, yeah, that's going to happen. You were like, this can happen. Never mind this. You were one of the guys saying, yes, no problem. I'll give you that. So I'll give you credit for that. But if I told you we were going to play like this against Belgium, and Alphonso Davies might not even be in the top three players for us performance-wise today, you would have thought I was what?
Crazy.
Thank you.
He would have to be the best player on the field for us to win, you would think.
And was he?
He was not. There was.
And listen, we love Fonzie.
Yeah.
We are not here without Fonzie.
It's no disrespect. We're not cutting on anybody or anything like that. But we all watched the game.
Something bigger. Yeah.
Yes.
I think we're saying something bigger, Ray. I think we're saying that's how far we've come.
Yeah.
That, listen, we get upset and passionate because even if we're not talking about it on the pod every week and we haven't been around, we've been talking about this for a long time. We've been saying on this show, hey guys, Richie Larea. Hey guys, Tejan. We have been, Reggie. We've been saying, you and I have been saying this.
Of course.
Off show, many times over a pint or two or three. That these two guys should be playing in top teams in Europe. If you're Nottingham Forest and you don't call Larea back, I think you're nuts. If you're – like, I'm looking at a team that I follow, AC Milan. I'm going, Tejan Buchanan and Richie Larea in my team, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Well,
1,000%.
You're saying that, and I was thinking that during the game while he was they named the man of the match, which Larea I'm talking about. We have another one that we both agree on, which we'll give you a little bit later. Well, you've already kind of let the cat out of the bag, but we'll talk about him a little bit later. But I mean, I was thinking exactly what you said. If you're Nottingham Forest right now, you let the starting right back for the Canadian men's national team just go on loan back to TFC because you had no space for him on your team. The team that's almost – are they in last place now, Joe? Are they? I don't even remember. I don't look past six.
They're definitely not out of the woods.
Right. So how do you let a player like that just – go back to your MLS team. We don't have any need for you. And kudos to Richie Lurie as well. He didn't play a lot. He didn't play at all at Nottingham Forest. Kept himself fit, kept himself sharp, and that's what you get.
That's a great point. Listen, for me, we've been saying this, Reggie. We've been saying how effective he can be. Did against Belgium. And him and Tejan Buchan were an absolute nothing short of a nightmare. For the Belgians, nightmare. And I actually think there, in one key play, I know you're going to know which one I'm talking about. Jonathan David, if he just takes one look, there's Richie coming.
Joe, the extra pass.
You know, I was talking to Joey Channel, who's a good friend of ours and loyal listener too. He said, "Man, just that one pass." Yeah. So to me, Tejan, there's so many performances. I'm telling you. I don't even – there's so many things, right? Kamal Miller in the anthem, in the lineup. I think if you're –
Tears?
Tears, because if anybody knows Kamal, you really know. And Reggie got to speak to him on our show, and I've known Kamal for a long time. And, of course, you know, a lot of people who've been on our show had more of an impact on them, like Patrice Geiser and people like this. Kamal is such a genuine person. And when I saw that, it was something to say, man, like that's the epitome of all of us who dreamt of that. These guys who are living this dream, and they are. And also said it in the week, when we're doing this, it's to make other kids dream of not being here, of coming here and winning it.
That's right.
And I want them, Reggie. I hope they don't like just leave this performance and say, we're going to keep going, man. Keep going.
Oh yeah, Joe. I honestly, if we're talking about Croatia and Morocco, I heard what Herdman said, because I didn't hear what he said. But I was like, nah, he must have. He has an accent. He must have said something else. But I guess.
So you heard?
I just heard what he heard.
Read the clip.
Yeah.
Did
so
he
he's.
He said that.
Yeah, he said that. He said that. But I don't think it was. I think it was effing, you know, we're going to go play effing Croatia or whatever, but people, you know drop the ING.
Here's my panic about that.
Have
they proved that they belong 100%? Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just worried about, the element of surprise is now gone.
Yes. I was thinking that exactly. I was thinking about that while the game was going on. I was going to talk to you and say, now, what's the first thing that Morocco and Croatia are doing watching this game? They're throwing away their game planning and making a new one.
Correct. And we know how in today's soccer, never mind soccer, sports world, realm, spheres, is so much about analytics, video, and so on. And, they're breaking that down and so on. And again, And I'm just like, man, that's not to say that, we can't go and do this. We can. Of course we can. I go back to this. The disappointment of, you've watched Ghana for years in World Cups. I've watched Italy. And, I'm like, this is the thing. I said to myself, if I was watching Italy, I'd be like, man, we should have won this game. We had these points. How are we going to get through? So, again, growth in the sense that that's how we're talking about our Canadian team. Amazing. We were on the front foot all night, but now it's like, man, it's disappointing that we played this well and should have won. And now we're thinking of, man, we can, think the expectation is higher is what I'm saying. And this is all pressure will be on these two games for sure, which is great because, we qualify a year ago or whatever it was, and we're like happy to be there. Anything is gravy.
Yeah. But,
winning breeds,
exactly.
A hunger for more wins, right?
Exactly. I'm I know you're feeling that you just said when we made it, it's just like, oh my God, we qualified. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're in gravy. Who cares?
We get a goal. At the time we were talking about, if we get a goal, amazing. We never scored in a World Cup. We get a goal. I'm good with that. And then we'll build on that for the today, one that's coming in North America. But after watching today, it's just like, hey, we can possibly make it through the next round. Croatia and Morocco, we could probably make it to the next round. I don't trust Belgium to win two more games. I don't trust them to win two games. Sorry.
Well, here's what I trust them not to do, is what Reggie says every tournament. They showed me nothing that they're going to go on and win the tournament.
Terrible, Joel. Terrible. Like, not
you,
well.
You said it.
Yeah, terrible.
If you tell me that Mbappe and Dembele and Teo Hernandez going at them at Vertonghen,
That's 5-6, Joe. That's a Spain embarrassment, I think, for that team.
Well, they better get. It showed me how important Lukaku is going to be to this team. And I'm not saying with goal scoring. I'm saying with, like, you know, if a team presses them so much to get that ball out to him. You know, who I was shocked not to see for Belgium, Reggie, is Opoku.
Oh yeah,
Jeremy Opoku. Jeremy. I probably messed
Doku,
him up.
Doku.
Doku.
I'm messing it up. Yeah, he's lightning fast, Joel. Lightning.
You remember when he did in Italy?
Yeah, that's right.
When he did the Italy in that game, like, drew the penalty and pace. I'm like, okay, he's gonna come on at some point.
Has to,
No, I think the element of surprise. Listen, what was telling for me, Reggie, is at halftime, Belgium's up 1-0. And Roberto Martinez makes two subs at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't injury.
No.
Subs. So they were on the back foot, man. And conversely, Canada was on the front foot. There's so many performances and stuff to talk about today that, you know, I'm to beyond proud. But again, I think as Canadian soccer fans, we're like, we should have won this game. I keep going back to this, but that's the feeling I have.
That's the feeling every...
I told you,
yeah.
Even 2 days ago, never mind a month ago. If I told you 2 days ago, hey, Reg, we're going to have a great performance like this, lose 1-0, he said, take it. You know, and I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it because we were really good. We should have won.
And you mentioned the substitutes from halftime. And again, like you said, not injured. It's tactical. Richie Larea was killing Carrasco. Killing him.
Tejan Buchanan.
Killing him on that side.
Oh, I'm telling you. Tejan and Richie. And hey, shout out Vaughn a lot here, which is great. Of course, I'm tied to them.
Sigma boys.
You know, shout out Sigma. Sigma boys, man. You know, and I'm telling you, Richie and Tejan were – Tejan Buchanan just kept coming at you. He just kept coming at you. One little disappointment for me was, why are we taking him off? Keep him on.
Gassed, Joe. He looked gassed.
Yeah, so maybe he was really tired. I understand. I agree.
That heat, too. I'm pretty sure it's pretty hot there. Yeah. And to run the way that they were, he was tracking back, getting forward, coming back. So I think they were a little bit gassed.
Yeah, I thought Larea would have needed the break. I thought Tejan could have kept going, but maybe, you know, you're saying it too. But
yeah. Maybe he's gassed. I know we got another game on Sunday. Let's keep some in the tank a little bit.
We forget that, you know, you want to go at it, and you did, but you have to consider, you know, I have two more games that maybe will help us get through. But man, I just can't stop thinking about that. We were better than Belgium. Like, we were better than Belgium, guys, like, and had tons of chances. How about some signature moments? Steven Eustachio nutmegging Kevin De Bruyne and penning a beautiful ball into the box. Like, this is happening. And
if Giroud was up top, Joel, he gets a hat trick tonight. He gets a hat trick tonight.
There are watershed moments in sports history. And I know that I know that this is – what's happening now is going to fuel our generation, our next generation.
Has to, Joel.
You heard me say this for years, right, Reggie? Before even our pod started, said, you know, if we get a turnaround, it's going to be guys who have come through the program, who have played, coached, whatever, and they got to start giving back. We're seeing that. We're seeing that with guys that got those few chances that are involved in our program. And that was one step I thought was important. One of many.
Yeah.
But kids need to see this. People need to believe this. Mm-hmm. Coaches, as much as players, need to believe that they can get coaches and players to the World Cup. And that's where I'll shout out. I did shout out, you know, Bobby Smear and Neotis and his Sigma crew. Shout out, you know, Carmen, Patrice, and all those coaches have done with that. But, you know, Patrice guys or, you know, Jordan Feliciano, whatever. We can go all that. I'm saying it has to fuel even coaches in these programs. And listen, I'm missing a lot of coaches and players. But I'm saying they need to see this. That's what I said. I mentioned before about Oso's words, Reg. I love that. It's this is not just about making sure we're going to get there. We want kids to dream that they can win. And today, you're watching that game. Did you think that you'd be watching a game, Reggie, and going, man, come on, we got to keep going. We can go and win this. When have you ever seen that with Canada against a team like Belgium?
It's a wonderful, pleasant surprise to be in a game like that, where you're on the edge of your seat watching this thing, just take him. So many years, you've watched soccer, Canada soccer, like us, and it's sit back, don't get beat. Now we're on the other side saying, just run out and take him. We can't keep up with you.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was.
I was yelling at my screen that stuff. And again, you know, I took the day off with my kids, and you know, that's how important we thought the day was, and went to watch it with, you know, friends and so on, their schoolmates, their teammates.
100%. 100%.
I'm going, yeah. And I saw somebody today at the Negri, Elvis Acevedo, another Vaughn guy and a coach, and he's saying, you know, why aren't people like taking the day off? Why aren't people like, where are the flags? And he's like me. He's obviously a Canadian fan, but, you know, his, you know, family was from Portugal, and he's saying, wait, where's it? He's decked out in his Canadians thing. So that's what I mean. And again, Reggie, you know, shame on people who were still like, look, I was hesitant about, you know, oh, can we do this? But, you know, my support was behind it.
But oh, yeah.
Some people 100%. Are just like, right? Some people are still poo pooing this. You know,
but
shame on you, haters, guys, man. You're missing haters. Out. Yeah. Like, we're fully behind this. We want this to continue. And yeah, like my kids are asking me, you know, Dad, Italy or Canada? I'm going, guys, Canada, man. We're all Canadians because we're trying to teach our generation next. It's us. Like
the only reason why it's a choice between Canada and whatever the other country is because Canada's never been there. So you've grown up cheering for Italy for you. I've grown up cheering for Ghana. If Ghana's not in it, Canada's definitely not going. So I have no team in it now.
Yeah, and let's make it clear. Like, you know, we've always said our heritage is a big part of us because our, you know, our parents raised us and came to us. But we've been dying for this moment as fans, Reggie, and as players and people involved. We wanted this. We wanted this on our chest and everything to so we can enjoy this, right? So it's a no-brainer. So for a lot of you guys are still saying, making these jokes, I go, yo, man, just – don't worry, there'll be room for you on the bandwagon, right?
Oh, well, no, there won't, Joe. Not on the one I'm on.
We'll let them hang on a little bit, you know, but like, whatever. So, again, it's. I'm so disappointed we lost because we should have won.
And just to further your point there about the support, I mean, I was talking to a buddy of mine who he's a soccer fan. But not as big as obviously big as us as doing a podcast and watching it every week and living and dying with our teams day in, day out. And he said he went to work today and he was like, nobody's wearing red. There's no flags. There's no jerseys. People are asking who's Canada playing today. What time's the game? And it's just like, he's looking at them like, what are you talking about? And it's just like, I couldn't be in that environment. I could not be in that environment. I'd snap and lose my mind.
Yeah, because this is special. This is amazing. And
of course it is.
I'm not being dramatic. I know you were feeling the same way. I know the group, and we've said this, I don't know how many times on our show, we've dreamed about this. Like, this is, this is a reality that I think it's great that our kids see that it's reality, but I don't think, and I was telling my sons, I don't think you're ever going to understand that what you're watching here never was even a glimmer of hope for us.
Not a chance, Joel.
You know,
not a chance. And it's good that the kids can see this, but it's like we always say about different eras of different sports. You're never going to know the real struggle until you, unless you lived it. Unless you lived in the era of Michael Jordan, you're not going to understand how well basketball was really played. Unless you were back then watching Canada soccer at Lamport or Varsity. Or Centennial, going and sitting on those concrete steps playing Jamaica when 90% of the crowd is Jamaican. And losing 5-0, exactly. You don't understand. It's good now when you go to BMO and there's you could probably fill that place with 80,000 Canadian fans. It's good now.
Yeah.
But I think Julian de Guzman said it, or one of the guys on the TSN panel said it. It's like, this is not just for the team now. This is not just for the fans now. This is for the players that played and didn't get through, and put the and laid the foundation for everybody that's coming forward now. So. I mean, I know we lost, but it's kind of a win for all of Canada, I think.
It is. And that's a great point, Reggie, because I'm going to miss people. I get it. But like the D Rose, okay, D Rose.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Altieri's.
Guzman's.
They went and did some amazing things, guys.
That's right. You
know, Julian de Guzman was Deportivo's player of the year in La Liga.
That's right. That's right.
You know, Paul Stoltieri won the Bundesliga and played for. Played in the Champions League.
That's right.
Like, you know, D Rose and MLS MVP. Like, you know, like, and then there's a lot of them, and a lot of you guys, you know,
Pesce Shalito,
Paul Pesce. You know,
that's right.
And there's so many, like Craig Forrest, and
that's right.
I'm gonna miss a lot of you guys.
You can name a ton.
Absolutely, you know, and these guys, you know, laid the foundation for this. So it's not a one off. So it's a legitimate pathway. And that's why I go back to those coaches. And that's why we've done on this show. And that's what we keep telling people on the show. Hey, watch this guy, watch that guy, you know, and keep an eye here. Right. And we continue to do that. We continue to do that because we know it's not easy. We know that it takes a lot of things in the background. So for me, footy, you know, are we a footy nation? Are we a footballing nation? Are we a soccer nation? This is hopefully going to get us there. Because we have pockets of it. But man, today those players, Reggie, it was pretty amazing to watch. I'm not gonna lie. And then of course, let's get Football Weekly Podcast shout outs. You know, Kamal and Alistair started, played, and they were two of the best, and Kamal was unbelievable today.
He was fantastic.
Unbelievable, like, man. That
fantastic. He marshaled Batshuayi. He marshaled Kevin De Bruyne, arguably the best midfielder in the world. Hazard didn't get a sniff. Had to come off at 60th minute, 57th minute. Had to come off. Didn't have any influence on the game. Carrasco did nothing.
Wow. He
didn't make a mistake. He didn't make a mistake today. He didn't make one mistake today. The goal wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't actually. It wasn't. And actually. In recovery, he almost made it close. He almost got it.
Yeah.
And again, you know, Alistair didn't have the game. Kamal did, but like still, great cross whipped into Laren.
Oh, yeah.
Great shot in the first half. Here's what I'm liking. The bravery of it. Like you said earlier, you nailed it, Reggie. It's like, go on, go take him on. Go. Instead of, okay, whoa.
Careful here.
There wasn't, I'm carrying this glass. I don't want to drop it. There was give me this thing. I'm taking it. We're going through here. And you know, I'll say this too. John Herdman deserves a lot of credit for that.
Oh, 100%, Joel.
Changing the mentality. So let's 100%. Get to the penalty, Reg.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do, Joel?
Before we get into that, Joel, I gotta ask you two things. Let's leave some time because I need a good answer. I have three things I gotta ask you. But we'll tell me what you're gonna say and we'll go into that.
Oh, you want me to start first then?
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Yeah.
About the penalty? Talk about the penalty?
Yeah. So, Reg, okay. Are you? I'm okay with Alfonso taking the PK. Would I probably say, okay, Jonathan David, sure, okay. But how do you argue with our most talented player, our most, you know, known player playing for Munich? Like, listen, I don't know. What do you think?
He's never taken a PK.
I know.
Professionally.
I know.
He got, I think the stat I heard today was Jonathan David's 9 for 12 because he takes penalties. It's 9 for 12.
For real.
I mean, it's real. Yeah. And I think I'm not mad at it because I've played with players. I know players. I've played with them that would run away from that situation. They'd be the furthest away from that ball in that situation. Yeah. But kudos to the mental strength of Alphonso Davies being saying, give me the ball. I'll take it. If I miss, it's on me. It's on my shoulders. I'm strong enough to carry that. Some guys aren't. Some guys are. You don't know if players said, no, I don't want to take it. You don't know that. So for us to jump for us to jump on the wagon and say, you shouldn't have taken it, we don't know if people said no.
Yeah,
so.
I know. And to be fair, pretty good player, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, and goalie dives the wrong way. That goes in. So I don't know what to tell you guys. It's a 50-50 penalty shot's 50-50. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. It's 50-50.
And to be fair, who won the Golden Glove Award for the goalie of the year? You know, I know.
You know what I mean? Lewandowski missed.
Yeah, I said that today. I said, you know what? Lewandowski, listen, we can say all that. I get it. Maybe it should have been, I understand. But, you know, there's that. And Reggie, how about we should have had two more?
Joe, what these referees, Joe, I was snapping. They played the ball back to Tejan Buchanan. Even he's in an offside position, but the defender played it back to him. How are you calling offside? And how come you don't know the rules?
And
how come you don't know the rules?
It's, you know, Reggie, we should have had him at least. And look, it's worldwide. We're getting this for now, you know, Bernardeschi. It's like saying, how with all this technology, and I was thinking of you, do we not get that right?
It's so incredible, Joe. But is that something that you can't review on VAR?
Absolutely. Of course. And you can't tell me that, you know, those don't get reviewed or looked at because we didn't get a first penalty. And that's exactly why.
Well, that's exactly it, Joe. I said it too. If we didn't get the first penalty, we get one of those for sure.
Yeah, like if there's five pens, it's a pen, it's a pen, right? It's a penalty.
And that's what we say at NBA. If it's a foul in the fourth, in the first quarter, it's a foul in the fourth. Don't let it go. Right. You have to call it.
It was like that old NHL mentality. Oh, no penalties in overtime.
No penalties. Yeah, you do whatever you want in hockey. You axe swing your hockey stick and don't, no problem.
I can't believe that either, Joe.
I was so mad, and now that I'm thinking about it again, I'm starting to boil again, man. I don't understand why you don't know the rules. I don't understand why the referees don't know the rules. And you have technology to fix it, and you still get it wrong.
Oh my God. It's frustrating. And then, of course, here's where we're going to become like homers and, you know, oh, woe is me. But every game is at like 7 minutes plus or 14. And we get five. Like, couldn't we get eight? Well, anyway,
what is that, Joe? Why is every game going 7 minutes extra time?
So apparently, I don't know what it is, but like, I know Colino is saying, you know, the former ref, Italian ref, he says, you know, they've been told that, you know, there's so much wasting in a game that they have to attend it. But then I'm saying, well, so then why shouldn't every game be that much? You can't have one game that's four or five and another one that's 13 and 14. So,
It's got to be a minimum of, say, it's got to be a minimum of 5 minutes, and then you can add on 30 seconds here, 30 seconds there for extra nonsense if you're going to do that. You can't have one game have 7, 8 minutes of extra time, and then another game has four. Yeah. Like, correct. if that's what you're going to call this new stat that they have, possession, but there's what was it called? The possession that where it's in the air or something like that, and nobody has it. So there's that percentage of the ball too that nobody has. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They're focusing on the wrong things in this sport to get right and not focusing on the things that actually matter within the game. And it's frustrating, like you said.
It is. You know, Reggie, the rumor mill is going to keep going. And I think the Canadian rumors are amazing too. I just think it's a tournament like this is probably speeding it up. we've heard the Alistair's moving to, you know, Bologna stuff. This, I'm now I'm reading, you know, Celtic maybe. Like, just isn't the, aren't these amazing things? Like, I don't know.
You play like,
that.
You play like that. Yeah, Joe. It's the shop window. World Cup's the shop window.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. I just, I don't know. I just hope that, I hope that we can, you know, maintain this, because obviously Croatia is going to need to win this game. Yeah. We're not going to take them by surprise. I think they're still worried about us big time in terms of our athleticism. I think that's a major problem.
They better be worried about us. I don't think Belgium was really concerned, and it was too late for them to turn it around. We made the mistake that they scored their goal on, but I mean, the rest of the game was, were you worried, Joe? Were you worried of them scoring? I wasn't.
No, I actually was not. And I actually said 2-0 would be cruel. Like if they would score on the counter, like, no way. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe that we were the better team for that long in the game. I could not believe how well. And again, not because I didn't believe in our guys. No, I knew we were going to give great things. And we've been talking about these guys for a long time. But again, our dynamicism. You said this early on in this pod. Go at him, go. Because we have the guys that can go at him and go.
That's it.
We know Alfonso Davies, Tayshaun Buchanan, Richie Larea, you know, Jonathan David as a talisman, you know, Laren to like, look what we're saying, Adekubi with, like, you know, I don't know. This is, I like that the group is not, you could tell they're not just, oh, happy to be there. They're disappointed. Right. Like, I'm thinking of a guy like Oso, right? And Oso is a winner. And I know that he's not smiling. He's like, oh, you know, guys, we'd be great though. I think it's legit. And he's like, yo, I'm pissed, man. We should have won this game.
We should have. 100% should have won.
We should have won. Like that. This is something that, you know, I don't want. Again, you hope that if the performance continues, like, again, performances are, you know, what's going to tell us our consistency, what's going to happen next, right? There's a reason, you know. So today wasn't like, oh, we gave everything. We were on our heels and almost got a result. It's the opposite. They got a result. And kudos to two people here. Kevin De Bruyne gets the man of the match. Like, ridiculous. KDB says.
Wait, he did?
Yeah, he got the man of the match. FIFA gave him the man of the match.
Oh, my God.
And De Bruyne came out and he said, he goes, I didn't play that well today. He goes, no, I don't know why I got
not.
It.
He did and not play well. Him,
he said, I did not play that well today. And he said, I guess I got this because of my name, because I didn't deserve this today.
He came out and said that?
He did, and that's class.
That is class. That is class. Also,
and even Michy Batshuayi, he said, hey, listen, we were lucky to win today. That's a very good Canada team. So
now you're starting to get the respect.
Victories, yeah, moral victories are, you know, we get it. Respect is, you know, okay. But again, the long run here, we understand how good this is in the long run. But we're not talking about the long run, right? We're talking about now. And the now is that it's a good thing that we're not just, oh, that was great. You know, no, we wanted more because we deserve more. So
for sure. 100%. So I wanted to ask you a couple of things, Joe. We've already hit on one thing, and that's Kevin De Bruyne. He did not play well today.
Nope.
Yuri Tielemans did not play well today.
Nope.
I could list off 6 or 7 guys that are supposed to be world class. Witzel, non-existent today. Hazard was great. A couple of spins here, a couple of turns here, coming across the field, getting drilled. I love it. Yeah. I love it. The starting lineup for the next for Croatia game against or Canada against Croatia. Okay. I called the substitution when they said two guys are warming up. I said it's got to be Laren, and the other one has to be somebody else coming in for Atiba Hutchinson, because that middle was wide open if Eustachio wasn't there. Do you start Kyle Laren up top and take out Junior Hoilett, and do you start Atiba Hutchinson next game?
I think Junior Hoilett starts again. I think he was good.
Okay.
I mean, good. I mean, I like Junior Hoilett in there. I do. I think I like having the option of bringing Laren off the bench and so on.
I like him there too. I was also calling for Cavallini to come in to give us a different, a Giroud type of effect where we can just cross him balls and that big body is going to get in and amongst them.
And so you're thinking, and I think he was saying, maybe Laren could have gave us that too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because again, because we'd also have seen Jonathan David drop lower too. And you're right. Yeah. We actually didn't see that when we had Laren come in. Like Jonathan David still was. Yeah. So how about this, Reggie? I love that we actually have these options. Right.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right. I still go with Atiba. I think I still go with Atiba. Yeah. I think Atiba brings a sense of calm. You know, I do think that. I think with the rotation you saw there in the middle will be that. I mean, you still have who? You have Liam Fraser. You'd have Mark Anthony. You'd have Wotherspoon.
Kone was there as well.
Yeah. I think with the today he went with Kone and Oso, and we called that. I think when we talked about this on the weekend, we said it'll probably be Oso and Kone coming off the bench. I think we nailed with who was going to start actually in midfield. I think, you know, we talked about.
Yeah. Well, Hutchinson had to start. Had to.
We said a team and we said Eustáquio, right? So.
Oh, of course. Know, yes, man,
yeah. So that, I think you go pretty much the same.
Same, yeah.
You could rotate a few things, but like maybe, but the one you called might be the rotation because maybe you can go with Hoilett on after, could do that. But I don't know. Maybe the continuity thing. Maybe, or you go with why should we change what worked? You know, there's that. Is there something major that you want to see changed?
I thought when Kone came in, he just gave us more mobility within the midfield. He was just sitting in front of the defenders, three defenders. He was sitting in front of them. He was able to pick up the ball and drive forward and make the right pass. He shielded them well, I think. And I think he's just more dynamic than Atiba Hutchinson. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know.
He's a legend. I get it. First game in the first World Cup game after how many games he's played for Canada. Of course he starts. And of course he's the captain. I get it. No problem. It's fine. He didn't hurt. He's
been there, done that. You know, played at a high level for a long time.
Exactly.
You know, Bezichtis.
Yeah. For sure. He didn't hurt us, but I mean, I think Kone would be more dynamic going forward. He can go forward a little bit more than Atiba and get back. But I mean, again, like you said, if it ain't broke, why change it?
Yeah, and maybe, you know, again. You know, our good friend Carmen Saku, who does want to come on our show, say, you know, Carmen, it'd be great if we talked some World Cup. And he said today, he's like, you know, you don't know what the game, I mean, talk about a guy who knows what he's talking about. You don't know what each game is going to bring. And you might have visioned it. And he said, you know, especially a World Cup game, you're planning so long for that first game. And you kind of alluded to this. And then when it starts, it takes on a whole new.
Different.
Or a different, right. A different identity than you thought, right? Than you thought it would. And I'm going, you know what? That's a good point. Because who thought, okay, I kind of had an idea that Herdman wouldn't sit because that's not in his DNA, right? But I think what Carm was saying too is we could have predicted how much trouble it was going to put Belgium in and how much pressure was going to put them under, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. So do you think, and this is another thing I wanted to ask you, do you think the way we played against Belgium is the Canadian way of playing, or did we play that way against Belgium because that's what they were allowing us to do? Because we were playing a lot of diagonal balls over the top, down the wing. Is that how we're going to be playing as Canada, or are we just attacking their weakest points, which is 7 or 8 players out there?
I think we kind of touched upon it. I think our defending and our pressing individually and our athleticism is who we are. That's part of our identity. I think that's clear. And conversely, I think what you just said there is like kind of bypassing midfield here and there or playing balls that are a little longer and into our channels and strikers. I think, yeah, why not? Because again, it really highlights and emphasizes on, or puts an emphasis, I should say, on our athleticism in the attack.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's a big, you said this too, Reggie, when we were going to BMO with, you know, Luca Sirianni and Carm Brutal, you know, Seneca tandem there. at BMO watching the qualifying games is, you know, we're so athletic and dynamic that way that let's just be us. That's us. Yeah. And I think that's us, Canada's identity in an attack and also in how we're pressing and putting pressure on the opponent. And I'm thinking, why can't that be us? You know, and now it's coupled with more experience in ball playing. So, you know, when we need to. So listen, we're never going to be Spain where it's pop, 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 tick, tick, tick. No, right? That's not going to be us. That's okay. Right? So why not continue to be that? And I don't know. I think, what do you think, Reg? Don't you think we should continue to be that?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's only one Spain, so we're not going to be Spain. There's only one France. We don't have those players. I get it. But we have to kind of, you know, play to our strengths. If our strengths are ripping down the wing and attacking whoever at whatever point, then that, so be it. If it's lumping it into our forward, having him hold it, and then we play to the wings when the wing back's cutting in, so be it. As long as John Herdman has the right players to play his style that he wants to play, why change it, I guess, right? So, I mean, if that's the way we played, if that's the way Canada is going to play from now on, I mean, we might have to tweak a little bit here or there because Croatia is going to be wise to that. They're not going to let the balls go over the top to the wings, or they might be wary and aware of the diagonal ball as well. So do we have another wrinkle to add? We can only wait and see, right?
Well, I say, Reggie, when you plan a trick play in football, you run it once is your only chance to run it, because you can't run a trick play twice. Our trick play is done, right? There's no more tricking the opponent. We're catching nobody by surprise anymore. At this level, people will be prepared after the first time, right? So we've punched in the mouth now. Something's coming back. We got to be ready to counteract that and counterpunch that. So now, if I told you we would have done a show 46 minutes in and it's the World Cup and we didn't talk once about Saudi Arabia beating Argentina or Japan beating Germany, what would you have said to me 2 days ago?
We would have said Canada must have won today.
Isn't this amazing? Like, this is amazing. And guess what? I still want to talk about Canada. So, you know, yes, those were major things that happened. They were, you know, huge upsets, but this is where we're at in terms of, you know, when we started our show, you know, thinking that we're going to be in a World Cup and playing a game against Belgium and giving them a right go is it's absolutely mind boggling. But maybe, right, you know, goal. We got a right. We did. Like, it was just unbelievable. So I don't know. The emotions were like huge. And when the penalty was missed, I was like, oh man. Okay. Here's a question though. So penalty goes in. Do you think that changes Belgium too?
No. I don't think that changes anything. I don't think that changes anything for Belgium. And I know you brought up missing Lukaku as well, because it changes a little bit of the dynamic of them just bypassing the midfield, which they were poor in, or our guys were just overrunning them in the midfield. But I don't think that team is a Lukaku away from beating Canada.
No, I think their time has passed. I really believe it. Like, unless something drastically changes.
This is it. Like, this is the last tournament for these guys. That's it.
Yeah. This, I mean, like you said, like the argument could be made of Vertonghen and Alderweireld, bro. Like, you know, I keep thinking back at this. You know, I've watched this team lose. They were supposed to be top at Euro 2016. And I've watched an Italy team that was beat them, you know, even in 2018 in the World Cup. Okay, had a better World Cup, but still didn't. You've been saying this all that Belgium's going to Belgium, and you know, they have to find, you know, something that's going to be. Yeah, it doesn't look good. Is what I'm saying. It doesn't look good. You know, like it's not like they have this conveyor belt of. Yes, they have good players. Don't get me wrong, but I think they're going to be in the second tier for me. They're not going to be in the France, Brazil, and Spain's and Germany's and so on for me, because this is, again, going back to that back line again, I just don't see it. I don't see it. Something has to change. You know, something has
to change. Three at the back, Joe. Three at the back, and two of those guys are those two guys. Oh, it's unbelievable, Joe.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, like, not like you're playing three and then you're two. So when you were defending in your five, those guys are. They're not right.
Because you look at those two wing guys were Carrasco and who was the guy on the other side? Hazard on the other side. I think it was Hazard on the other. And those guys aren't coming. Those guys aren't tracking back. They're not tracking back.
It just unreal. It didn't look It didn't look. And to be fair, Reggie, you've been calling this. You know, said our pace and our athleticism is going to give them trouble, and it did. And like I said, how many times? If you're a Canadian soccer fan today, you're upset that we didn't win, which is also a victory in itself in terms of Canadian soccer, that we are actually talking about a 1-0, a 1-0 loss to Belgium in our first group game, going, man, we should have won, instead of that could have been ugly.
And it's not a we should have won. I'm a diehard Canada fan. They hit the post 10 times. I'm talking about Belgium. Belgium hit the post 10 times. We missed a penalty shot. We should have won. It's not, that's not the we should have won. It's we should have won because we were dominant for 85 to 90% of the field, of the game. It was us. It was Canada on the front foot. A friend of mine was listening to the game on BBC because he was at work, and he was talking about how the BBC English commentators were just drooling over Canada, how well they were playing. So I think, you know, I mean, it's, we're getting there, Joe. We're getting there.
We're getting there. And I think maybe the Canadian players would say we're here, you know, and again, I think it's 22 or 23 attempts on goal. What? For Canada?
to their what? Eight?
Eight, six, seven. Listen.
And it was nothing, and nothing was in the box. Nothing was, the goal was in the box, and that's it. Everything else was from outside. So,
yeah, this was, again, I want to get this going again. And so that we can, you know, get a result. This team deserves it. You know, they gave everything today. I hope that they have enough left in the tank. And I don't mean physically, I mean mentally and you know, spiritually and so on, to keep it going and to get up and have at it again, because, you know, this is, you don't know how many chances you get here,
that's it.
You know, and I'm going to make sure that we have more opportunity. And just like I said, this group was never going to be easy for us, but this is better. You know, this is a better situation where, you know, we're given everything we have, and guys are playing outside of their minds. Right. So it was, again, we always say great to see, but it really was, it was an absolute joy to watch them today, to be so much and so far ahead and be on the front foot for, like you said, probably 75, 80 minutes of the game.
Definitely, Joe. Definitely. And I, there's a pattern that I was watching in the games that I've watched anyway. I've watched a fair bit. I don't watch the 5 a.m. game. So, but I watched the 8 a.m. I can't do that. It doesn't matter who's, well, it does matter who's playing, but, and there's a pattern in every game where the team comes out in the first half and they're dominant in the first half. And then they come out in the second half and it's just like, who flipped the switch? Who are these guys? They're terrible.
Today was the only game where that switch stayed on, right?
That's right. And I was going to say, Canada played so well in the first half. They let in the goal right at halftime. And I was just like,
and still came.
And they still came back and we're running these guys. And it's awesome to see. It's amazing to see. I'm so pleased. It's weird to say I'm pleased with a loss, but I'm so pleased in the way they played. We got to build on that and hopefully beat Croatia, get a draw with Morocco, and let the chips made. Oh, well, we could probably even beat Morocco, but if we can't, I mean, I don't expect the team to win all three games in the first round. But to win two, win one, draw one, I think that's enough. I think it should be enough.
Yeah, like, you know, they're in it, and I think the guys believe it. I don't think that they are. I think this is going to fuel them more, and this is speaks to the strength of the group. And again, the job the coaching staff is doing. And again, I know we say this all the time. We are a show that promotes the young players and so on. And man, these guys, we were talking about these guys years ago, and here they are. They're doing it, you know. And for, you know, people, and we do have young listeners. We actually do. We have like young guys, maybe not in their teens, but some people are in their teens. I know two in particular, and I think you guys know who you are. And, you know, I'm telling you, not far from where I am right now. I tell my sons all the time, not far from where I am. Four of those guys were practicing on a night like this out there. And if you think you can't go from your field to, you know, the World Cup, you can. You can. Like, this, there is a possibility. Like, this is not just, you know, a fluke, and that's what we want to make sure. But the here and now says that we're in a World Cup and we are trying to qualify for the next round, which is unbelievable. If we were talking about this before we officially qualified, and here we are in with a shout. And that's what Reggie's saying, because you don't expect, like, even the Brazils and Frances of the world don't always win all three games in their group, you know? So this is really, really a time where, hey, it was a great performance, but let's go do it again, right? That's can we do this again? So
that's it. That's it.
And yeah, like, and we're proud of our guys, Reggie. Our Football Weekly guys were there, man. Mr. Miller, Kamal Miller, it, doing his thing today.
That's the real man of the match. That's the real man of the match, Joe. That has to be the real man of the match.
Yeah, he was. Listen, now I'll say, like, you know, they were our guys were good from the show for sure. But Mr. Miller today was a different gravy, man. Like, he was in it, man. And listen, so are all the guys. And yeah, we're just being a little biased now to our Football Weekly trio who, like, balled out in their interviews, and people still love those interviews that we did with Kamal Miller, Dane St. Clair, and Alistair Johnston. But, you know, it was great to see. It was great to see them not be afraid. And they played. And so, you know, so many great stories. But, you know, and we saw, like, Sam Matakubi's mom, you know, posting, like, that's my son playing in the World Cup. So keep going, guys. You're there. So close.
So I just want to give out a correction to Luke Wildman and everybody else pretty much on the TSN halftime and pregame and postgame. Alistair's last name is Johnston. It's not Johnson. Yes, it's Johnston, not Johnson. Yes, sir. So let's get that right.
Did you hear some Johnsons in there?
Oh, yeah. I heard Johnson's in the game. And it's our guys. It's Luke Wildman and Caldwell. You should know him. It's Johnston, not Johnson. Just if you're listening, you probably
just
are.
Just saying.
Let's get it right. So, Joe, man, we've recapped 56 minutes. I mean, there's so many shock results that we could have spoke about, but it's gotta be Canada today. We have England beating Iran 6-2. They've already lifted the trophy, taken it home. They've paraded it around Buckingham Palace. So
that's for one guy in particular. That's for one of our.
That's for one guy.
Used to be on our show, so.
They've already polished that up, and they're waiting for their turn after the World Cup comes to North America. Spain annihilated Costa Rica. I mean, 7-0.
Hey, listen, Rich, I'm not saying anything about any other team tonight, because we're gonna come on here and do a couple shows this week. So today I'm Canada Joe today.
Okay, perfect, beautiful.
I will say one thing. No. I can't.
Yeah.
Portugal, Ghana tomorrow for my boy Reggie here, who's obviously Canada won, but Portugal, Ghana tomorrow, Reggie. We're not going to do prediction, okay?
Can't do a prediction, but
this World Cup is telling us something.
It's telling us something, and I think I posted something a long time ago. The last three or four World Cup winners came from Group H, and Group H plays tomorrow. It's a tough group, don't get me wrong, but we start off with Portugal, but stranger things have happened in this World Cup, so you never know. I've heard all week the lowest ranked team in the World Cup is Ghana, so we'll see.
Is that the truth?
Yeah, that's true. They're 61st.
Well, that just goes to show you. It just goes to show you how much world rankings mean. And today was evident too.
Belgium's two in the world, and they're poo. But anyways,
well, I see what you did there.
See, but what a fantastic show. I mean, we're gonna end it off here. Almost an hour of talking about the Canadian men's national team, getting a 1-0 loss today, but really, really, really deserving way more than what they got. Like Joe said, if they play like that the rest of the tournament or even the rest of the group stage, it bodes well for going out into the round of 16. Is there anything you want to end on, Joe?
Yeah, of course. Listen, man, for anybody knows, everybody knows us and, you know, the group here, there's a lot of people listening that do, you know, listen, if they Kamal and Alistair and Dane, they did it on cold and wet nights at McNaught. Do it in the heat of Doha. So wherever they were in Qatar. So we're good.
We're good. We're most definitely good. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, thank you very much. YouTube now has YouTube handles where you can get our show. So our handle is at Football Weekly Pod, all one word, same as our Twitter handle, which is at Football Weekly Pod. Our Instagram, at @football_weekly_podcast. We're available on Spotify, Apple Music, TuneIn, Player FM. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on every single podcast platform you use to get your podcasts on. We're on Amazon Music. Tell Alexa, play the Football Weekly Podcast. She'll play the Football Weekly Podcast for you. So, guys, can't wait for Sunday, Joe.
Listen, Reggie, I can't get over this. I'm still reading stuff for Italian outlets, Spanish outlets, saying that Canada should have two other penalties. So we are here.
Should have three. What? we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that until next week. So, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next week.